Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, Super Friends, Master Legend here. Try to keep my show going when I can. Here I am in my squeaky chair. You know, put on a little adventure music once again. And as my show is entitled, Master Legend's Public Apology. Yeah, you know, I should feel like I should make some type of an apology, because there's people out there that maybe got the wrong idea about who I am and what I stand for. They say, you're supposed to be a superhero. There's so many of them out there, and they're all different. I don't think they all do the same thing. And I don't claim to be any type of perfect superhero, but I'm not imperfect either. And I stand for what I believe in. There's different superheroes you can compare, you know. There's Wolverine. He's got that mean side to him. I like that myself, you know. He's got to have that mean side. He's got his claws ready. Ray, with his own fighting style. You know, that's what he does. He's mean, but he gets the job done and helps out people. Then there's Captain America, the noble Captain America with his shield, standing in honor there, you know, and upholding every rule in the book and hoping to please everyone. Which reminds me, dearly departed friend, very sad, another man, and he tried to please everyone too. He thought he could go on and, you know, agree with everyone, do his best never to offend anyone, which sometimes happens in my case, because I say things and I know they're going to offend some people. But it's your way to take it, however you want to take it. You know, what I believe in is what I believe in. And I'm Master Legend. This is my show. This is how I do my own talking. No one talks for me. There is only one voice that you will hear ever through me. And for those of my good Christian friends out there, you know what I'm talking about. If you know your Bible, you're not to say a word. The Holy Spirit will speak through you. Look it up if you don't believe me. I back every word I say, especially when it comes to the Bible. Because if you look at the last two pages of the Bible, there's serious problems that will come your way for all those people that keep trying to change the Word of God to suit it to them so much that it's the complete opposite of what was ever even taught. But, you know, back to the people, you're supposed to be a superhero. I think I have proven myself to do a lot of superhero stuff in my time. You know, it's not like it was only one day. I think people started to finally find out about me like 20 years ago. 20 years ago, Master Legend still hitting it hard as he could. And an apology, my friends. Master Legend, I still do the best I can. Really, I do. I'm out there and I'll save little kids running out in the street, whatever it takes. Get rid of pornographic graffitis and stuff and clean up parks. I'll jump off the old legend cycle and beat up somebody, no problem. You know, I've been known to have to do it. But the thing is, I'm not the master legend from 20 years ago. This old, I'm getting to be, you know, old superhero. The guy I was talking about that wanted to please everybody and didn't want to offend anyone and try to make everyone agree and everything. Where's he at now? All right, old superhero. I'm still older than him. He was alive. I was still older than him, and I'm still here older than him. But, you know, people forget that. Forget that fact. And that's okay, but they remind you of it when it's convenient for them. When it's convenient for them, they'll surely remind you. Old man. Well, I tell you what, this old man will still break your jaw with one microsecond kick of my steel toe. And you sure don't want to see the iron fist, even though I don't need the iron fist. I've got two built-in iron fists already. The other one's just a even more powerful one, and you don't want to taste it, believe me. So, yes, it doesn't sound like I'm saying too many I'm sorry's on my public apology. Well, I am in a way because I don't want to let anybody down, you know. I'm trying to talk to, you know, my real friends out there that understand situation. You know, I've got some people, you know, I try to tell people the truth, you know. What do you want me to do? Lie to you? Tell you stories? Something I really didn't do? No, I don't. Telling you God's honest truth. That's what I'm all about. I can't, you know, fun stories, you know, every day. I wish I could, really. And now, you know, not to talk much of it, because of conditions that I'm having to deal with at this time, I'm not able to work. And later on, I'll tell people more about that. And I know I'm not having the greatest of times, but Master Legend is still standing strong and standing up to uphold the sacred honor of the real-life superheroes, and that's something a lot of people forget about. There's a sacred honor. A lot of us fought for that. And I'm talking real fighting, pushing buttons on the internet. I'm talking about fighting out the streets. I've had so many injuries. I had some guy today on, I tell you, he told me about a couple of his injuries. I didn't have the heart to give him the long list of mine. He's trying to make me feel sorry for him and say, quit my whining. Quit my whining. I guarantee you, if he was me, he would have died 1,000 deaths already from what he told me would happen to him. Hardly nothing compared to me. And those are the people that want to give me advice. Let me tell you something, and you know who I'm talking about. You know, you listen to this show. Master Legend still out there fighting evil. What are you doing? I'm still helping people out. I help out people every single day. I just don't talk about it. I don't have to blurt out every single thing. Sure, I like to tell people, you know, things they can do to help their neighbors and all, you know, like look out for the old people. And there's this lady down the street, her mama falls down on the ground, and her mama's 93 years old, and she's 73. She can't, she only have to call 911. She can call the legend, you see? And so I say, I can't always be the guy I was 20 years ago, but I'm still doing the best I can. And I'm not whining, no, like some people like to say that to me. I never said I was Superman. The old legend here that's still around, not the dead legend, the still alive legend, is still around. And I'm telling you. It's been a rough road. I'm not going to lie to you. Other people will say, just chipper up. You know, it's just tomorrow's going to be a better day. But they won't give you any way to find that better day. They won't even give you any good ideas, you know, shoot you in a couple different directions, you know, like, well, check out one ads. Oh, wow. You know, I sure should have thought of that. I'll check out those one ads. Stupid me. How about that? Why didn't I think of that? That saves the day right there. Now all my troubles is over. Yeah, well, what about things I don't even want to tell you about? There's things, you know, like I say, you know, I'm sorry, I'm not a rich guy. I have people, they say, well, why don't you just go move over here? Just come on. Well, the last time I did, I got myself in this place, which was not what I was totally expecting from what I was told, of course. Well, I made the best of it. This is never going to be some forever home for me. So, let's see, I got some time. I was telling people about how I'm going to, thinking about going back to Louisiana, at least checking it out. I might go visit first and do a little bit of checking it out, see if it's anything worthwhile going to. I'm still trying to find a place where people can be a little bit friendly at least. Is it completely gone? When Friendly died, my last little friend in the world, dear little Friendly, my rat, you know, I still got rat, just likes to bite me. And as I'm trying to feed rat and stuff, and rat's got a name known as rat for a reason. Good old Friendly, though. Was that the only friend I'd ever have in this town? I tell you. So I'm just, and people go, quit your whining. Well, I tell you what, I've heard people say, if you're lucky, if you could count five real friends on your hand. Well, you know what? The way I look at it is, the reason why is because people aren't wanting to be a friend. They would easily be able to count me as one of their friends, at least one on their hand. They might not count the five, but they'd have one real friend with Master Legend. I help people out, and I don't care about it. It's just like makes me feel good. You know, I like to have friends in the world and friends, you know, look out for one another. And, you know, sometimes we have a little sadness, you know, and sometimes we got some happiness to share. Just like the lady down the street. Hey, you know, I wish she was younger, but, you know, I'm old enough. Master Legend will be hitting 57 here soon for those people. Quit my whining. Hitting 57 here soon now. And I've done broken just about every bone in my body. 8 concussions, dislocated jaw, so many things, a fractured skull and a couple of places. Want to talk about some injuries? I'll tell you I don't even have a time to tell you all about them. But I'll tell you, Master Legend does never tell anyone to quit their whining. And somebody, any of you, my friends out there, you feeling bad? I'm a sympathetic ear. I'm not a condemning one. I'm not one that has all the advice or anything. And sometimes I wish I did. But you know what you can count on is a sympathetic ear, a person that's going to listen and understand. And most of the time, you know, maybe not the same life situation, but I understand your pain. And I'm there for you. You can always call on the old legend. But guess what's happening? I hear it coming. Uh-oh, there goes the old train. I'll see y'all later, super friends. Sorry.